possible today, breezy and humid with a high of 73. It's currently a rainy 57 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. How did each candidate do in last night's presidential debate? ABC News political director Rick Klein says there are some numbers out about how people felt.
CNN did a poll of people that watched the debate last night, and it wasn't even close. 67%, a 2-to-1 margin. They saw that Donald Trump as the winner of the debate, although we should note about 80% of respondents said it had no impact on their vote.
A lot of analysis and everyday viewers say that Donald Trump repeated a long list of falsehoods, while Joe Biden stumbled through the evening with a raspy voice. This morning, the U.S. Supreme Court will deliver more rulings from cases heard this term, yet to be decided whether Trump and other presidents should have absolute immunity from any actions taken while in office. 5 months after a grand jury was seated in Uvalde, Texas, it has returned criminal indictments against former police chief Pete Arredondo and one of his officers, stemming from their response to the mass shooting in 2022 that left 19 fourth graders and two teachers dead. This is ABC News. School classroom. Voting is underway after the death of the country's president in a chopper crash in Iran.
Up early to cast his ballot, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei urging citizens to get out and vote. The snap election being held following the death of President Raisi last month. However, public apathy is widespread in the country after years of economic woes, mass protests, and tensions in the Middle East. Analysts broadly describe the race as a three-way contest between two hardliners and a moderate. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Investigators trying to figure out why 25 cars of a freight train jumped the tracks outside Chicago. Officials say a white substance that spilled is no danger. A truck brand has rammed its way into the top of the annual J.D. Power initial quality study. It reports problems with vehicles right after they're sold and puts Ram number one for overall quality, followed by Chevy and Hyundai. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Independence Day is just around the corner, and we all have family and friends that have served to guarantee our lives, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At the Creative Outlet, you can find scrapbooking supplies for all branches of the military to honor their service that guarantees our freedom. Our store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. This is Heather, owner of the Creative Outlet, hoping that you all have a safe and happy Independence Day.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelenic Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Muscadet Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goblin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
Enjoy your summer even more by switching to Total by Verizon. Now you can get 50% off any unlimited data phone plan. That's one line for only $25 a month, and you keep the phone you love. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. So find a store or switch at TotalByVerizon.com. Offer ends 7/31/24. Promo subject to cancellation after 12 months. Available exclusively online and in Total by Verizon stores. Requires a compatible unlocked device and SIM. See TotalByVerizon.com for device compatibility and additional details. Taxes and fees may apply.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. The Winter Palace on the bank of the Neva River in St. Petersburg is huge, 700 feet long and 100 feet high. The palace has 1,786 doors and 1,500 lavishly decorated halls and rooms. The walls of the enormous Amora Hall are lined with immense fluted columns of gold. The magnificent inlaid floor, made from 16 varieties of rare wood, is polished to an almost mirror-like glass. A young man named Bill Cripps shared, "If I should gain the whole world, live to be a ripe 100 years old without an ache or a pain or a care of any kind, and then spend all of eternity in the lake of fire and brimstone where the Bible says the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched, I would have missed everything. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Is an earthly palace worth it?" Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Brunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a great Friday so far. About a month, month and a half ago, I talked about the drought conditions that existed across southwest Wisconsin and how we needed some rain. And the spigot was turned on and now it's still on. In fact, it's probably broken and we're trying to turn it off. Widespread rain working its way across the upper Midwest this morning, and expect steady rain, heavier at times this morning with perhaps a rumble of thunder or two. A half inch to an inch of rain is possible this morning, maybe more in some places. And then this afternoon, another round of showers and thunderstorms pushing across southwest Wisconsin. So in total today, 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible across our area with isolated higher amounts. Highs today around 73, the wind out of the south 10 to 20. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening will start to dry out. Overnight, that activity diminishing and moving to the east. Humid with a low near 66. And Saturday will be partly cloudy and breezy. Humid in the morning, less humid later in the day thanks to a northwest wind bringing in some drier air. A lone shower or two cannot be ruled out on Saturday afternoon, more likely though across the northern half of Wisconsin. So again, with a partly cloudy sky Saturday and less humid later in the day, turning out to be a pretty nice day. Saturday night, mostly clear, cooler, a low around 51. Sunday will be mostly sunny and pleasant with highs around 74. And then starting around 50 early on Monday with sunshine in the morning, cloud cover increasing later in the day on Monday with a high around 77. Monday night into Tuesday, widespread showers and thunderstorms appear more likely, about a 50% chance, and a 60% chance is what I have on Tuesday for showers and thunderstorms in the region. Not raining all hours, but could be a couple of rounds working through on Tuesday of next week, with highs around 80 degrees. Wednesday and Thursday, overall, about a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms through Independence Day with highs in the 80s and lows in the 60s. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day and upcoming weekend.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. 57 right now with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 77. We did pick up a trace of rain last night. The record high, 99 in 1931, while the record low was 30 in 1985. A year ago, 83 the high, and the low was 61. Sunset will happen at 8:46 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:24, coming up for tomorrow. East winds are at 3, barometer at 29.80. We have received 34 one-hundredths of an inch of rain thus far. That looks like it has subsided. But as Nick mentioned, it looks like another round could be happening a little bit later on this morning. And right now, after that midnight reading of 68, it is 57 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Hillsborough Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. Coming up, a look at some local and area summer sports. A little bit later on, Mike Clemens talks about Wisconsin sports, a spin on some things that he has witnessed this week. That and more in a moment.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association All-Star Games are this weekend at E.J. Schneider Field at Oshkosh North High School. The event involves the top 72 high school seniors in the state, divided by regions into four teams. In the north, the Green Bay-Fox Valley area, the east, the Milwaukee area, the west, La Crosse, Stevens Point, and Eau Claire areas, and the south, in the Madison area. It's all a round-robin format. There is a player from the immediate area that will be on that squad. Ithaca's recently graduated senior Micah Salisbury will be on the squad for the South this weekend. He'll be joined by Jamison Johnson of Pecatonica, Brock Massey of Mauston, and Keegan Hooker of Portage, all players we saw during our spring sports coverage with WRCO this spring. Everyone is welcome to the event going on this weekend. The North versus South game will tip off the action beginning at 4 o'clock this afternoon, then the East versus West at 6:30. The action resumes tomorrow at 10 with the East versus South game. Legion Baseball continues on. The Viroqua Legion team scored a win over GET last night, 9-7. Post 308-220 Grizzlies of Gaze Mills defeated the Onalaska Bi-State Bulldogs 8-3. In the first game of the nightcap, the Bi-State Bulldogs scored an 11-3 victory. And in last night's hometown in baseball, Reedsburg defeated Wisconsin Dells 6-2. Sauk Prairie over Arena 12-1. Wyota 10, Scholesburg-Benton 4, and Black Earth over Middleton 14-5. There's hometown in baseball schedule this weekend. Michael Hernan has more.
Casanova will play at Plain for a doubleheader. The first game will be for the Night League, and the second game will be for the Sunday League. Then on Saturday, Middleton will be at Casanova. Then on Sunday, Wisconsin Dells will be at Sauk Prairie for a doubleheader. Ashton will be at Cross Plains. Mazomani will travel to Middleton, and Reedsburg will travel to Wanakee. In the Western section, on Saturday, Dodgeville will be at Blanchardville. Dodgeville will clinch a playoff berth with a win over Blanchardville. Then on Sunday, Belleville will be at Charlesburg-Benson. Muscadet will travel to Hollandale for a doubleheader. Wyota will be at Verona. Verona clinches a playoff berth with a win over Wyota, and one of the following things have to happen. Blanchardville loss, an arena loss, or Charlesburg-Benson loss. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb will then be at Argyle, and Arena will be at Ridgeway. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. After a week of rain and warm temperatures, the Simon Sharks traveled to Prairie du Chien to face the Waterhawks and the Dodgeville Dolphins on a cool and rainy evening last night. The Sharks finished second to the host Waterhawks, but topped the Dolphins. Veteran swimmer Leah Chambers led the Sharks by earning a first-place finish in the short free, backstroke, and long free. Swimmers who earned two first-place finishes were Kaylin Burns in the short freestyle and the 100 individual medley, Brooklyn Worthington in the butterfly and breaststroke, James Waterfall in the breaststroke and backstroke, and Gabriella Ortiz in the butterfly and breaststroke. Adding one individual first-place finish, including Pearl Fretz, Lauren Chambers, Clancy Hying, and Levy Fretz, the rookie swimmers Liam Rogers and Annabelle Olson also made their Sharks debut. The Sharks travel to Boscobel Monday, July 1st, for a relay event. Coming up, we'll talk to Mike Clements and look at Wisconsin sports.
Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsboro Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors and a whopping $400 on the John Deere Z370R electric Z-Track zero-turn mowers. At Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated, offering products that make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. With experience, fair prices, and friendly atmosphere, they are big enough to meet all your equipment needs, yet small enough to know you by name. Visit Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, and Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today and take advantage of these incredible savings.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Mike Clements talking Wisconsin sports is sponsored by Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mike Clements joins us on WRCO Radio as we talk sports on a Friday. Mike, you had a chance to be there when the Bucks drafted their first round pick, and I guess what were your thoughts?
Well, we weren't surprised, I guess, at the end of the day that it wasn't a name that we knew, which is A.J. Johnson. First of all, you know, the guys that are really experts about the NBA say it was not that strong of a draft class. It's interesting, like, I think it was in the top 10 on Wednesday night, three of the players were from France, you know, which, just, mm-hmm. which talks about what the NBA has to do now. They, you know, the sport that was developed and created in America is so popular around the world, and these scouts for the NBA teams now know that, and again, obviously with an example like Giannis Antetokounmpo out of Greece, you know, you got to, you know, surf the world for that. But it's interesting that that's what's going on. And the kid that they took is this A.J. Johnson. He's 6'5" now, about 170 pounds. That's light. He'll beef up. He's only 19 years old. Went through the California high school system and had an offer to play for Texas, and then at the last minute kind of decommitted and decided to turn pro. So he got into a league in Australia, a national basketball league there, played pro. I asked John Horst, I said, the Bucks GM, I said, so do you have on tape him playing against guys that are going to be in the NBA? And he explained that league that he played in, he said, some of these guys used to be in the NBA, and, you know, now they're back down to the spinal league. So, yeah, he's played against in a tough physical league that they thought that provided enough tape for him. But I think they picked this guy because of his speed, size, athleticism. He, you know, checked off all the marks in terms of a character. I thought it was interesting when Horst said the Bucks felt that when he went to that league, he really didn't get as much playing time. All these older guys were trying to get their time in there, but he stuck with it. He didn't quit. He, you know, stuck to his commitment, and you know, that's why the Bucks went out and got him. And so he was not high on a lot of people's mock draft boards or anything like that. It's just, though, the Bucks seem to, that's what they've been using their picks. They've got three or four other guys, still developmental players, that with a team with all the veterans that they've got, did not see much of the floor last year, you know, under Doc Rivers. And maybe they can use, he says, though, they're hanging on to this kid. They're not going to trade him. He's a player that they will plan to stick with and use moving forward.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, the thing with the draft is, and with these world players, the biggest challenge for us is trying to say their names, right?
Well, you know, and I can handle Johnson. I'm still working right on Antetokounmpo.
You know? Right. That's a work in progress. Well, how about the Brewers? You know, I'm starting to believe a little bit, Mike. You know, we get closer to the 4th of July, and they're still relevant. And this is a big weekend series, isn't it?
Yeah, and I don't mean to be Debbie Downer about this, Phil, but, you know, it's baseball. And for me, in all the years I've covered the Brewers, going back to, I just got hired, you know, in 82 at a TV station. It was the flagship for them, and they went to the World Series. I was a production assistant then and became a director. The Brewers always come out with these great first halves. Like they win 13 in a row and everybody in Milwaukee gets a free George Webb burger or something like that, right? and then after the All-Star break, the veterans in baseball then sort of wake up and come alive, and then they just come out and start crushing people. So the Brewers are still a very young team. They've done amazing things this year. Matt Arnold has done amazing things where he keeps on finding this talent. Yeah, they've gone through 12, 13 starting pitchers, unheard of, and we're not even at the halfway mark yet of the season. And so that's something I think fans need to you know, to consider. On the other hand, you know, to come up with players with like Joey Ortiz, who got hurt in that game on Wednesday, ran into the tar, but it turned out he actually had a sore neck that's been bothering him for a week or so. But he should be able to play tonight when they open up against the Cubs and Craig Counsell. They've hit on so many young players. They've been competitive. You really got to give a tip of the cap to their scouting department. The other thing is the attitude of the place. And Pat Murphy, at manager, maybe it was a little tight under Craig Counsell, because there's a prank or a joke going on every other day, win or lose, and it's usually started by the manager. And so they're having fun. There's a thing about Murph that at first, I was playing back a press conference, and my wife happened to hear, you know, the audio to that, and she goes, well, that guy kind of sounds like a jerk. I said, no, it's an acquired taste. He's kind of like that school teacher that comes in and maybe teases you a little bit, or, you know, where'd you get those shoes? That kind of thing. But it keeps you on your toes, and you can throw it back at him if you want to. But he gets that kind of focus. He makes it fun. And it's his way of also saying, I'm here 110% for you. And it's, you know, I mean, you can also see, even when new players come in, even veterans, they're saying, you guys look like you're having fun. And that's the kind of team that I want to be a part of.
It sounds like Jordan Love is engaged. Is that true?
It is. I don't think he said this on record, because I was trying to look through our interviews when we record with him, but I knew he was going to Italy. So I think that was just maybe a casual conversation after, you know, the cameras and the microphones were down. Just like, so what do you got going on? And I knew that he was going to go to California. I knew that he also likes to work out still with the same quarterback coach who helped him through high school and when he went to Utah State. He still likes to get back together with that guy, and that's part of his plan in this five-week break between the mandatory minicamp and the start of training camp on Monday, July 22nd. But he did take the trip to Italy, and then afterwards, you know, he and the girlfriend, Ronica Stone, posted some, you know, beautiful photos, and obviously was sort of planned because they had a photographer there, that he got engaged to her. And David Bakhtiari, the former tackle who's still kind of looking for a job and a place to go in the NFL, had just mentioned in an interview, like, in terms of, he says, I think Jordan's a great guy. You know, he's really got that locker room. He's quiet, but he's confident. And Ronica, he said, man, she's, you know, he said, hurry up and again, propose, get that over with. And so he did. And, you know, she, so far, I mean, she's going to be a little bit outspoken, but, you know, I think she's probably going to be a great partner. He's a little more on the quiet side. She's a little more outspoken, a volleyball player, professional from Southern California. But, you know, and this gets into this whole thing about, you know, the way Aaron carried himself. There's a lot of things that Aaron did where he didn't want to repeat the way Brett did. Because, as you know, within a year or two, you know, we knew about Brett's entire family. Not only Deanna, but, you know, his brothers and, you know, his mom, Benita and Irv, would come on the radio and do the post-game show and all that. So we knew about the whole clan. And Aaron did just the opposite, you know. It's like, I'm the spokesperson. I'm the one here. My family's private. And I think when his family started stepping out and doing interviews and things like that, that's part of what led to this separation that they seem to have had, you know, over the years. So that Bart Starr and Cherry, I mean, they were king and queen of Wisconsin for all of those years, long after he was a player and a coach. And, you know, if you're the quarterback in Green Bay, you've got an opportunity to be really, you know, accepted by the community and all. And I hope that that's the way Jordan Love does it, if in fact he is the starting quarterback for the next 15 years for the Packers.
Yeah, I had somebody tell me that when they were talking about Aaron Rodgers, that because he didn't have that girlfriend or wife, you know, full time, it didn't keep him grounded. Like a significant other sometimes keeps you grounded. I'm not sure if that's true, but he could have probably used some of that, especially in the waning years in Green Bay, right?
You know, though, so I had this unbelievable moment, Phil. I'm at Super Bowl 40 in Detroit. And Goodell got all these players back from years past. There was one day in the week leading up, I went to this press conference, and there was Larry Zonka from the, you know, the 1972 Dolphins team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the Bears from 85. And some of the Packers, like Jerry Kramer. There was like a dozen of these guys available in a room doing interviews, and you could talk to all of them. And then that night, we stopped into a place that was sponsored by Cadillac. So it had all the Cadillac dealerships from around the country in. And they let us in because we had press passes there to cover the game. And it was steak and lobster. We go and sit down and have this free meal. And on the stage is Peter King, the great, you know, Sports Illustrated writer and NFL cover. He's the MC. And up on the little stage is Jim Plunkett, Steve Young, Bart Starr, Joe Montana, talking about football and then taking questions from the audience. And I was able to record it. I stood up at one point and I said, hey, Bart, you know, Brett, now this is like 2006 or so. I said, you know, Brett has been talking in the last couple of years. It's getting tougher every year because he can't relate to anybody in the locker room. You know, he's 35, 36 years old. And it's hard to get used to 22-year-olds. I said, I've thought about it. You're like the only other guy that's, you know, played through three generations of a roster in Green Bay. What's your advice to him? And in typical Bart Starr, he smiled with kind of a wink, and he said, you know, Sherry and I had 30 great years in Green Bay before we moved out to Arizona, and I got into, you know, pharmacy companies. And he said, we had friends, we still have friends there in the church and in the community. We loved Green Bay, and there's plenty of folks there you can make friends with. And so in his way, he talked about what worked for him. But you know what he's basically saying is, stop getting on the plane and keep flying back to Mississippi. Move to Green Bay, mm-hmm. Brett. You
right,
know?
Right.
You live the life. Stop with this shuttling back and forth. Just, you know, put yourself into the community, and you'll have plenty of friends. You'll have plenty of friends. I thought it was a brilliant answer.
Yeah, no doubt. One final thing, Randall Cobb, that was a scary situation for his family, wasn't it?
Oh, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess, you know, suddenly it's like late at night. They're at their house in Nashville, Tennessee, and they smell smoke, and they run out, and they've got a Tesla, an electric car, which, you know, I'm excited that maybe we can have those some days. When you go to Detroit, obviously because it's the home of GM and Ford, but when I go there to cover games, all the public parking structures have got whole floors dedicated to charging cars. They've had that now for almost 10 years. They've got a Tesla, and it was on the charger, and the charger exploded. And we've heard these reports. Everything they could do to get out of there in a minute. Some firefighters, you know, Cobb said there was one firefighter that didn't even, you know, have a chance to get his hands on a hose yet. Ran into their burning house and was able to save a couple of pets. And they think the house is pretty much totally lost. It just, he said, we are lucky to be alive that we got out of there. So, you know, Randall Cobb dealing with that with their family home now in Nashville and probably going to have to move.
Too bad. Well, Mike, we appreciate you joining us this week. Thanks for your expertise.
Appreciate it all the time, and of all the good work that you guys do with your show and your station.
Thank you. Mike Clemens joining us for WRCO Sports.
Hey, everyone. Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
On a Friday morning, we preview brand new country releases fresh from the country, and it's sponsored by Julie Caron, State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Caron State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We'll look at some brand new releases this week coming up, and we'll examine this for the latest country airplay chart as well. We kick it off with a new one from Kenny Chesney.
Drove from Knoxville to Myrtle Beach, seven buddies and an old RV, beer cooler and no AC, just to say we did. That night we climbed up Chimney Rock, knowing it was a real long drop. 3, 2, 1, we jumped off, just to say we did. Never had no rhyme or reason why, it just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild, and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running.
sellout, never seen the Vegas lights. Spun the wheel, or rolled the dice. We doubled down on a crazy night just to say we did. We didn't have no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love, wine and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did, just to say we did. Let's raise our hands up to the sky. Stay on this roller coaster ride. Just to say we did, just to feel alive. Let's take a leap of faith to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love, wine and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. Say we did. Just to say we did.
Brand new from Kenny Chesney on Country and Community, WRCO Radio, on a Friday morning of Fresh from the Country. This is a new one from Sam Hunt. It's called Country House.
Hickory on the floor, down a little dirt road out here. Somewhere where the sunshine shines, where you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in mopair jeans. And baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the middle of it out in the middle of the country. In a country house with you. Like my daddy did, like his daddy did, oh. Drying all our clothes in the fresh air. We'll go down by the creek, just sit there. You can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off. Swimming in mopair jeans. And baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the middle of it out in the middle of the country. In a country house with you.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6400.
Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsboro Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors and a whopping $400 on the John Deere Z370R electric Z-Track zero turn mowers. At Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated, offering products that make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. With experience, fair prices, and friendly atmosphere. They are big enough to meet all your equipment needs, yet small enough to know you by name. Visit Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, and Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today and take advantage of these incredible savings.
Fresh from the country and WRCO, it's time to take a look at some country music news. Country music icon Willie Nelson announced this week that he will not be performing at a scheduled tour stop in Virginia Beach, according to a message posted on the singer's Facebook page. The cancellation comes after Nelson, who turned 91 in April, canceled his first scheduled performances at the Outlaw Music Fest tour because of illness last week. We regret to inform you that Willie Nelson is not feeling well and per doctor's orders has been advised to rest for the next few days, according to a statement posted on social media. And Alan Jackson is preparing to head out on his farewell tour, and the country music star recently talked about another reason why he's hanging it up. A big part of the decision is the desire to spend more time at home with family, he said, and that brings us up to now. Jackson announced back in February that he had another grandchild on the way, and it turns out that child, a grandson, entered the world last week. 1 week ago, my life was forever changed. His daughter, Maddie Jackson, wrote on Instagram, Wesley Allen Smith joined the little family. And the absolute best birthday gift ever. He has a name to honor his grandpa, at least his middle name, Allen. That's a look at some entertainment country music news today on WRCO Radio. Our trivia question of the day is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family-owned and operated with made-from-scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
All right, so the winner wins some delicious cookies from Christie's Sunnyside, and we're going to sweeten the pot a little bit this week with, some dairy products from Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. So you've got milk and cookies right now. If you get the right answer to trivia, and speaking of food, a lot of folks will share that on Facebook. Oh, look what I'm eating. Oh, look at my plate. Look what I just ordered. So the question this morning is, what is the food item shared most on Facebook? Is it A, steak, B, shrimp, C, salad, or D, dessert? 608-647-4155. As you dial, we spin a new one from Gretchen Wilson. From Gretchen Wilson on WRCO and Little Miss Runner-Up. There you go. Congratulations to Kelly Wagner. Nice job. Kelly knew the right answer. Good job. What is the food item shared most on Facebook? Well, most people were guessing dessert, but finishing just ahead of desserts, believe it or not, shrimp. Yeah, well, I mean, I guess. I'm kind of surprised by that. But yeah, a lot of people share their shrimp delicacies, like a shrimp fettuccine or a shrimp cocktail or whatever. And yeah, so according to this poll, the most viewed item, their most shared item, I should say, shrimp. Way to go, Kelly, who wins a great prize from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, our sponsor of Friday Morning Trivia. And also, we're going to throw in some dairy products from Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance today.
Hey doctor, can you help me? Yeah, I got something wrong. It ain't the smoking, it ain't the drinking, or them sad old country songs. I got a habit, I can't kick it, and I was hoping that you could fix it. I got a girl problem, I like her too.
That's new for Trey Lewis. And, you know, there's always somebody who has more problems than you. He's got a girl problem. That's it for this look at some brand new releases. Now, we'll share with you the most played country song across the land coming up in just a moment. Fresh from the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient. It can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
The Family Thrift Shop has been blessed with an abundance of summer clothes. The top to bottom to toe sale, June 26th to 29th, all dresses, suit coats, and shoes, 50% off. Come and shop with them and help support your local community. Donations are appreciated and accepted during business hours, Wednesday through Friday from 9 to 5, and Saturdays 10 to 4. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street. See you there.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
The Spring Green Arts Fair this weekend is a juried fair with over 180 artists. Included are fine arts, displays of graphics, photography, glass, jewelry, pottery, sculpture, and much more. Proceeds from artists and local food offerings are granted to nonprofit community needs in the arts. The Spring Green Arts Fair has been held for over 50 years in beautiful downtown Spring Green. The fair is Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4. For more information, go to springgreenartfair.com.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
On today's morning show, we'll talk about GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. They're getting into just a little bit over a month before the big walk, the big culmination of the year-long of fundraisers. So that's coming up during our morning show time today. The most played country songs across the land this week. At number 5, Jason Aldean, Let Your Boys Be Country. We Ride from Brian Martin at number 4. Morgan Wallen's Cowgirls featuring Ernest is at number 3. Post Malone, I Had Some Help, that's at number 2, and the number 1 tune. It's been kind of scrambling its way up toward the top since its release early this year. This is Ashley Cook, number 1 this week.
My spare time and my spare key don't go to your front door, and I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know. It ain't your place to walk up, say hey.
Freshly Cooked, number one this week with Your Place. Thanks for joining us for Fresh from the Country on WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Until